At this point in my life, I feel positive that yes, we are a fleet of ghosts. Kathleen's right, this fleet's been floating more than 75 years. But any talk of multiple generations on this boat is just a bunch of tired, dead souls trying to convince themselves they are alive. A river beneath this river that you get to through a trap door? Hello! If that's not a dying story, then you can have my ghost of a head. There was one launch, 100 years ago, and a lot of bad things happened, and we've been haunting these waters ever since. Why do I think we are ghosts? A ghost is always on the move. A ghost is see-through, and often in the morning I can see through my own hand. A ghost startles people. And when I speak up in a store or post office, people almost always jump. A ghost has cold blood, and that describes mine. A ghost experiences time like an upside-down bowl of water that's spreading out over a table or a rock, uncontained and directionless, and that is me too. A ghost has a sad story, and here is mine. My mother was the organizer of the original fleet about 100 years ago. The beginning happened while I was still in the womb, but I can still see it. It's true, when the fleet began, it was disguised as an extension of the land. But it wasn't shops and stuff. It looked like a sandbank that had accidentally become a dam that caught felled trees, old canoes, bits of pipe, and other trash. The town started to treat it like a junkyard, and they dumped stuff there. Old bicycles and ice boxes, and even an old-time car motor or two. Clothes, bricks, and my mom and her people would just incorporate it into the fleet. My mother kept watch on the people who ran the town, and she knew when it was time to go. She took up an axe with some of our men in the middle of the night and started releasing the vessels from the land. The design was ingenious, each boat releasing itself into the water, unfolding into new shapes, a pile of trees canopying into a barrel raft in a matter of seconds, vessels expanding out into the water like cloud serpents. They had a head start, but the men from the town did eventually come with their torches and gasoline and set fire to Maria, which is why Maria now looks like half a boat. My mother leapt onto it, throwing the men off with her bare hands. They say her skirt flamed up first, and eventually her hair. And she jumped in the water, a curtain of fire, and somehow swam over to Miss Cuttenclip. They pulled her onto the boat, and she was barely a person anymore. So little covering left on her muscles and bones. They cut me out quick, and I wailed into the night like I already knew my fate. They say I survived that, but I know better. I know I died that morning, and growing up watching this fleet, I feel certain that they are all dead, too. And now, we're here floating for anyone who cares to see us. Some people think we imagined these boats and built what we saw in our minds. We like to say the boats were always there. We just made them visible. Like pouring lemon juice over parchment paper so you can see the hidden message the pirates left behind. This is Janice Savage Switchback, aboard the Althea, one of the seven cities of Switchback Sisters, and I affirm that everything I say is true, as far as this ghost knows it.